I'm coming.
Hello, dear.
You busy?
I was just upstairs folding laundry.
I'm telling you, it never stops.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So, do you need anything?
Oh, yes, I was wondering if you have any nasal spray. See? Frank has got... Oh. What's this?
Oh, it's a guidebook on how to talk to your kids about sex.
Why?
Actually, Allie's already starting to ask questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, may I ask what's going on around here that she needs to ask questions?
What? Nothing.
You know, they make robes that cover up a person.
What?
Yes, with a zipper.
No, I have to get back to my laundry.
No, I'm really serious, Deborah. Why would you want to introduce a subject matter of this kind to an innocent child?
Oh, listen, you should be happy we're taking care of this, because eventually she might ask you a question.
I'm a grandmother.
Yes, but you're a person. You're a woman.
Oh, I don't like this, Deborah.
She might ask about you and Grandpa.
Well, if she does, I will change the subject and give her a cookie.
Is that what you do when Grandpa asks?
Yes, sir. Nothing's off limits.
Oh, I didn't mean anything.
Anyway, he doesn't ask anymore.
Really?
Let me tell you something. There are a lot more important things in a marriage than that. Like friendship and trust and keeping a neat house.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, people our age aren't preoccupied with these things.
So how long has it been since you've had... since you started focusing on the neatness of the house?
I don't know, 20 years.
20 years? You haven't...
Well, no, I wouldn't say never. I'd say once a year.
Once a year for 20 years?
Yeah, on average. I'll tell you something, dear. Someday, this house will be a lot neater.
Please.
All right.
We're turning into your parents.
Okay, which one am I?
I've got some news for you, Ray. Your sex drive is diminishing.
Well, if you're my mom, what do you expect?
I'm serious, Ray. Look, I used to have to fend you off every night. Now it's down to less than once a week.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Ray.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Ray.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe if I'm trying less, it's because of all the rejection. Huh? Yeah, I'm like the monkey who gets shocked every time he reaches for the pellet.
Do you realize that for the last 20 years, your parents have only had sex once a year?
Well, who told you that?
Your mother.
What? 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 Why did you talk about that?
She saw the sex book and we just started talking and she told me.
Well, why are you telling me?
Because you're turning into your father. Listen, things started slowing down for them when they were the age that we are now.
We're not them.
I just kissed you, rubbed your chest, kissed you again in an impure manner. You never took your eyes off the TV. 10 years ago, all I had to do was be awake. Sometimes not even that.
I'm still sex machine. Come on. It was just today, you know, today. It was a long day, and the kids had a heavy meal. You know what? I don't need excuses. Come on, let's go right now. Me and you. Let's go. Mano a womano.
No, I don't want to do it just because you want to prove something.
I don't want to prove something. I just love to sex you up.
Stop it, Ray.
No!
You know, you never want to talk about anything.
I'm ready now. I'm... The monkey never learns. It's funny how you and me both like cheese balls.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep. And the ladies...
The ladies.
Yeah, the Brome boys. Love those ladies. Hey, any action lately?
What do you mean action? You asking about me and Amy?
No, not about you and Amy, you know, just frequency.
Frequency with me and Amy. I don't think Amy would appreciate her name coming up in this type of venue.
All right, so don't use the name Amy, yeah? Just tell me how often between you and Gail.
Can it not be Gail? Because I have a superior named Gail. She's a beast.
All right, call her whatever you want. I just...
Vanessa.
Okay, fine. Say, Rob, how are things between you and Vanessa?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah? Like, how often would you say you and Vanessa, you know?
You know, to be honest, it's not like it used to be.
Why? Why? What's the matter?
Oh, no, nothing. It's just, you know, you get older and that's what happens. It's natural.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you asking?
Nothing.
Well, wait a minute. Raymond, do you have a problem?
What do you got for snacks?
Yeah, cheese balls.
I'm in. You believe this game? Oh, holy hell, somebody make a tackle. It's like they're not wearing cups.
So, Raymond, what is the problem?
Hey, Robert, it's a pretty good game. We should just shop and watch it, right?
What problem? What are you talking about?
Nothing, Dad. Nothing.
Well, sounds like Raymond's having a little trouble south of the border.
Oh, yeah? Mr. Johnson not showing up for work?
What's wrong with you? What are you talking about this for?
Well, what's the matter? You want me to have a look at it?
There's nothing wrong with me, all right?
Ray, look, why don't you just ask Dad what you asked me?
Would you stop?
What? We're all men, Dad. Look, how many times would you say that you and Mom...
Oh, somebody kill me.
And look, by the way, you don't have to call her Mom. We got a system. You can pick any name.
Another name?
Yeah, that way it's not embarrassing.
Yeah, I think we're past that.
Harriet Lickman.
All right, look, Dad, forget it. You don't got to answer. I already know the answer, all right? Your sex drive diminishes as you get older.
Hey, speak for yourself.
What?
Look, I don't know about Harriet Lickman, but as far as your mother and I are concerned, the Saints are still marching in.
Doug, you don't have to exaggerate that.
Hey, in this department, I speak the truth.
All right, yeah. Whatever you say.
I'm whatever I say. What is? You can set your clock by me.
Yeah. You set it every 20 years.
respect.
Look, it's all right, it's all right. Listen, Sonny, if you're having trouble making the wee wacky woohoo. You did not get that from me.
You want to be honest? Let's be honest. Mom told Deborah how much things have slowed down between you two.
Well, I might not be where I was at your age, but I think a couple of times a week is pretty good.
Couple times a week?
Holy crap.
That's right. And now, if you'll excuse me, all this talk has kind of put me in the mood.
We should be having sex 3 times a week.
Where did you get that from?
These are the numbers, man. If we want to be doing it twice a week 20 years from now, we should be doing it 3 times a week now.
What?
My father told me his stats.
You talked to your father about their sex life?
Yes, I did. And listen, everything my mother told you yesterday,
Yeah. Lies.
Okay? My father told me the truth. It's the exact opposite. Twice a week.
No way.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, that is impossible. Your mother told me flat out once a year.
And since when is she ever straight with you?
Well, she didn't lie about this. And Frank would lie especially about this.
Why? Why you say that?
Because he's a man.
So? So what? I'm a man.
Yeah, well, you lie to me about our own sex life.
When do I do that?
What does all night long mean to you?
It's a figure of speech. Nobody really means that.
Men lie and your father's a liar.
That is not true. My mother's the liar.
Hey, she didn't lie to me about this. She opened up to me.
Opened up?
Yeah.
She played you like a Hawaiian on a ukulele.
Oh. You're impossible. You know that your father makes up a story and you just believe it.
Because it's true.
Listen, when your mom and I talked, she told me that
Linda,
she...
Linda.
All right, look, it's already Saturday. We got to do it 3 times tomorrow. Hi, Mrs. Scarpula.
Okay, listen, I got to ask both of you a question.
Sure, dear. What is it?
What are you doing?
She wanted to ask us something. What is it, dear?
Yes. What is it, dear?
We've been getting some conflicting reports, and what we would both like to know is how often do the two of you actually...
Go to the theater?
Have sex.
Oh. Oh, this is as bad as it gets.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I would never ask. Except
do you understand the meaning of a private conversation?
Yes, of course I do. But Frank said something that was...
What did you say?
Hey, I didn't talk to her. Thanks for blabbing my business.
What are you so mad about? You were proud of it. Just say the number.
No, don't you dare. Have you no boundaries?
I don't care. If it's out in the open, it's out in the open. Twice a week.
Oh, Frank. What are you saying? Don't lie like
okay,
that.
Okay, see?
Hey, who's lying? What's wrong with you?
Why are we having this conversation?
Come on, Marie. I got a reputation here. Word of mouth is everything in this business.
I happen to be a lady, Frank. Oh.
mean, Marie? Is it true?
Yes, it's true!
See? Ew!
Why did you tell me it was only once a year?
Because this whole topic is improper. What we do in our bedroom is our own business, and I prefer not to be known as the whore of Lenbrook.
We can move from Lenbrook.
Understand, Marie. What are you so ashamed of?
She's ashamed to admit she likes it.
Oh, Frank. How do you know I like it?
Well, who wouldn't like it?
Why didn't you just admit it, Marie?
Yes, it's true. I enjoy my sex life. All right? Okay. I mean, forgive me, but in my day, a woman didn't discuss these things. I mean, sex was a wifely duty, and the truth of the matter is that your father happens to be very competent. And it's obvious that I'm a woman, and I have needs like any other woman. Maybe I shouldn't be ashamed of sex, because it's a very natural part of life. And if I'm lucky enough to still enjoy the pleasures of it, then I'm going to.
Oh, God.
Aren't you glad you came over?
Frank, tell the truth. It's not twice a week.
Well, give or take. The point is, we're not dead.
You know, can't believe this, but I actually want to ask you something.
Go ahead, dear.
How can you two be so... Shouldn't you two be tired?
What's there to be tired about? I don't work anymore. What else do I got to do?
And you're forgetting the most important thing about the sex.
Oh, God.
The kids are out of the house.
For years, you were dragging us down.
You remember the night when Robbie went to his new apartment?
Okay, come on, honey. I think there's a bottle of scotch with our name on it. Hey, don't take this personal, but for the next 6 months, no eye contact.
So, what do you think?
Oh, stop it, Frank. I'm tired.
All right. The soup's good.
So, what do you think?
I want to, but there's still these pictures in my head.
You know, you do just shake your head like an Etch-a-Sketch. Good.
What was that?
Oh.
Was that something?
The kids?
No, maybe not.
Mommy!
Okay, I'll go.
Thanks. 14 years till college.
Yeah, I'll see you then.